It is Tuesday, December 24th. I'm Sam Cedar. Folks, we're all on vacation this week, so the quickie's going to be a little bit different today. I'm just going to read some of the headlines off and tell you a little bit about these stories.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Being reported today that the House counsel, in a filing for a case to try and get Don McGahn, the former White House counsel, to testify in front of the Judiciary Committee, the House lawyers say that it's possible they may go back for a second bite at the apple for impeachment, that they could come up with more articles of impeachment. The argument is that we want this case expedited to force Don McGahn to go, and if Don McGahn was forced to testify, it would also force the aide to John Bolton, and therefore, theoretically, John Bolton to testify. In fact, it would force just about anybody who had gotten subpoenaed to show up and testify in front of the House. So they are arguing that the question of McGahn testifying is not moot, even though that they have started the impeachment process. They still want to hear from him. Of course, the Justice Department, the White House trying to fight this. So we shall see. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell seems to be feeling the heat a little bit. He is now saying that he has not, at the very least, he is not ruling out witnesses in the impeachment trial. But according to ABC News, indicated he was in no hurry to seek new testimony either. Now, the idea that he's opened the door to this suggests to me that he feels like he needs to come off as reasonable in some way, which also suggests to me that he's starting to feel some heat, or maybe he's starting to feel that heat from Donald Trump only. Who knows? But Democrats seem to be in a decent position here, and at the very least in their legal filings, are open to a second bite at the impeachment apple. I think that's good. The longer this plays out, I think the better for the Democrats.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Congress has launched an investigation. The House Oversight and Reform Committee has opened up an investigation into the medical care of immigrant detainees being held by ICE. Apparently, this was in the wake of a BuzzFeed News investigation. I think we'll hear more about this as well. Frankly, I wouldn't mind throwing some of that into the impeachment as well. Mike Bloomberg, he of billions of dollars, apparently is dumping tons of money into a technology firm called Hawkfish. It has former executives from Facebook and Foursquare, and supposedly it's Bloomberg's data team, or quote, will be the primary digital agency and technology services provider for the campaign. Who knows what's involved with that? But meanwhile, you recall it was just weeks ago that Bloomberg, the news organization, said that because Michael Bloomberg is running, they will refrain from investigating competitors in the race. Well, yesterday they came out with this incredibly stupid article that, despite the fact that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are calling for the breakup of Amazon, that they have bought a bunch of stuff from Amazon for their campaign, which is ridiculous, but also an investigation. So if you want to let Bloomberg know that their stuff is crap, send them a letter to the editor. This is probably why Mike Bloomberg should divest from his news organization when he runs for president. We talk about state media, but this is a bit of a problem. Meanwhile, here's a couple of stories you should be aware of. The LA Times has a story about how the design of the 737 Boeing MAX cost the CEO Muhlenberg his job. So back in June of this year, I spoke to Professor Bill Lozonik, economics professor at University of Massachusetts Lowell, on Ring of Fire Radio. You can find the YouTube on our YouTube channel. And Bill basically told the story of Boeing attempting to deal with a change in the way those passenger corridors that come off of airlines, come off of airports, go to the door of the Boeing airliners. And they were due for a major overhaul of their jets, but they didn't want to take the hit from a stock perspective. So instead, when it was time to build this Boeing 737 MAX, instead of redesigning where the jet engines were on the planes to get the type of speed, I guess, and size that they wanted, they basically made a structural tweak and then tried to do the rest with essentially software. It's an amazing story of putting profits over people, and you can check that interview out. It was in June of 2019. Bill Lozonik on market manipulation may have contributed to a Boeing 737 MAX 8 fiasco. And now the CEO is fired and Boeing is a car wreck, if you will. Lastly, an editor at the Christian Post quit after the publication had an editorial that essentially aligned itself with Donald Trump. There is apparently a little bit of an uprising in some very, very narrow sections of evangelical Christianity, starting to realize that Trump might not necessarily be the saint looking for.
Quickie.
All right, folks. That's it for today. We are on vacation tomorrow, Christmas Day, and Thursday, which I think is Boxing Day. I have no idea. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll be back live, or I should say, we will be back with the AM Quickie on Friday. The Geordie Report is out until January 2nd.